Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Coach Christie here with you tonight. Let me get my screen set up. I had to open like 5,000 windows. All right, let me close this and close this. My calendar has a thermometer on it with an exclamation point. That means it's really hot. Is anybody else in Texas? Anybody else in Texas in this ridiculous heat? Hi, Rosita. Come on in from Iowa. Is it hot in Iowa? I don't even know. Okay, I'm opening the chat. I'm going to change my name. It's raining in Jersey. I used to live in Jersey, Rosita. Did you know that? My son was born there. Interesting, right? Where can I see? There we go. Okay, I'm going to change my name. Hi, everybody. Let me get set up here. I am Coach Christie. If you are new to maintenance, give me a thumbs up. Anybody new to maintenance on the call tonight? Ah, got a couple. Welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you. Not a lot of the subgroups get their very own coaching call, but maintenance, we get a call every other month, so we get to hang out and chat. Okay, so just a couple of things. Let me see. We've got Coach Ashley with us tonight. I am going to bring her up. So she will be in the chat with you guys as soon as I can. Nope, it's not letting me. There you go. She'll be in the chat with you guys. She is typing in all caps, so you know that it's her. She's going to share links with you in case we bring up anything from the website that we might want to link you to. And if you have any questions, you can ask her in the chat, or if you have something that you want me to answer on the call, then feel free to pop it in the Q&A, which is down at the bottom of your screen. You can type a question in there, and if we have some time, then I will answer it. Okay, let's see what else y'all are talking about. I'm so excited to be with you guys. 82 degrees in Iowa. Oh, that sounds nice. Tennessee, Michigan. My mom's from Michigan. Georgia. I used to live in Georgia. Where in Jersey? Hey, Maureen. Like the McGuire Air Force Base area, so Cherry Hill, kind of around that area. 77 degrees in Michigan. Oh. Who Bess Resnick, she's so excited to be here with us. She's 40 pounds down. I love that. Congratulations, Bess. Look at all the support you're getting in here. I wish I was in maintenance. Deborah, we're gonna get you there. This is Annette's first maintenance call. She's lost 41 pounds to go. Oh, she has, wait, you've lost 41 pounds? Is that how much you lost total, Annette? Tell us. That's awesome. Yes, Coach Ashley says hi, everybody. Oh, thanks, Jean. You're one of my favorite members, shops a lot, love her. Hey, Vivian, was in maintenance and then fell off the wagon my birthday week. Okay, Jackie, this call is for you. Yes, Florida, I used to live in Florida. If y'all don't know, my husband is retired from the Air Force. And so he was in 27 years and he just retired last September and we've moved 17 times. So there's a lot of states. That y'all can say you're from that I've lived in. Never lived in North Carolina. Keller, Texas. Hey, Lisa, we're not far from each other. I'm in Aledo. Yes, Ashley is reminding you all to make sure that your chat is set to everyone and not just hosts and panelists so we can see. Okay, I'm going to scroll down so we can get going. You're welcome, Bess. We're so happy for you. Yeah, freaking humid. Oh my gosh, the weather, right? The weather. Y'all, isn't it funny though? I feel like as I've gotten older, like I care more about the weather. Like that's what I talk about now. When I was younger, I would hear like my grandparents and my parents talk about the weather. And I was like, that's such an old people thing to talk about. And now it's all I talk about. It's so true, right? McLean, Virginia. Used to live in Northern Virginia too, Ellen. See? Okay. So tonight, the topic of tonight. First, it is open coaching. So this is raise your hand. This is open to anyone who is in maintenance. Okay. If you are not in maintenance, but are here just to listen to what maintainers are working on and going through, amazing. I think you're very smart to come to these calls. It's always good to sort of get a sneak peek of things that you might need to be working on when you get to maintenance. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to get back in your maintenance range. And I already forgot, who said that their birthday week, Oh, I have to scroll back. I can't see who it was. Whoever said they fell out of their maintenance range during their birthday week, I hope you consider raising your hand tonight. Let's talk about it. Let's get you back in your range. That's what we're going to be talking tonight. This call tonight is also really helpful for those of us that are in their maintenance range, but they're worried about staying in it, like that fear of regain, okay? That's also going to be a hot topic tonight, hopefully, okay? Some things that I want you to consider, if you're brand new to maintenance and you have not signed up for maintenance, we want to know. We want to know that you've made it to maintenance. We also want to give you access to the amazing maintenance course that we have. If you have not taken the maintenance course, y'all, it's so good. So when you get to maintenance, please, please, please sign up. Ashley will pop the link in the chat. If you want to sign up for maintenance, you just click the link, you answer a couple questions, and then voila, on the website, on the menu items, you will be able to access the maintenance homepage and the maintenance course. In addition to the course, we actually have a maintenance planner that's really good. It's very similar to the weight loss planner, but the questions and the prompts are a little bit different. So there's another kind of tool that we have for those of us in maintenance, but I highly, highly, highly recommend the maintenance course. And I just kind of wanted to take a second to talk about a couple of things. One is I was kind of tooling around on the, in the maintenance course, transcript, which if you don't know, you can read all of the courses. And sometimes I like to do this after I listen to it. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I absorb better when I'm reading and highlighting versus just listening. So try that. If you've taken the maintenance course and you're kind of curious about going back, try reading the transcripts and taking out your little highlighter and writing notes and things. But one of the questions we get a lot is, how do I know I'm in maintenance? Like, how do I know that this is the range or the happy range that's right for me? And if you haven't taken the maintenance course, we do talk about like your happy range and then like your set range, okay? Your set point range for your body. Happy range is like where your lifestyle that you want to live in your relationship with food kind of co-aligns with a goal weight that you have. The two marry up. Like, would I love to weigh 120 pounds? Maybe, but that's probably not the life I want to live for me to be able to weigh 120 pounds, right? So that's not a happy range for me. Now, the set point, I want you to think about when you're thinking about your body's set point weight, that has more to do with like your physical body. Like, this is where your body is going to be happiest based on many things. Genetics, how you manage your stress level, your age, those kinds of things. Think like physical things, like how are you with sleep, right? If you're getting not enough sleep, then your body's might be happier at a higher weight. Okay. So those are the two differences, but here's some questions that are inside the maintenance course. And if you're looking for where I'm getting these questions to ask yourself about your happy weight, it's on page 70 of the transcript, 70. So this is how you know if you're at your happy weight. You listen and respect doable hunger, which is just your body's own inner wisdom as to what you need to feel your best. So do you listen to that most of the time? Do you find yourself able to relax and enjoy your weight and food habits while also maintaining your weight range? And I think the key words there are relax, right? Do you feel calm and in control around food? Are you finding interests and hobbies outside of managing your weight, right? Like, are you starting to feel like, okay, weight loss is not my number one anymore? Like, take a look at your New Year's resolution list. Is weight loss still on there, right? I mean, I don't know about y'all, but like for years and years and years, weight loss was always my number one. I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired of putting weight loss as my number one resolution, right? And then the last one is, there's two more. Do you eat in a way that feels good, but doesn't have you over planning, obsessing, or talking about food all the time? And then lastly, do you move your body in ways that you enjoy instead of using exercise as a way to keep your weight off? So I kind of like to think about these questions as a checklist when you're trying to decide, like, am I in maintenance? Is this a good weight for me? If you can answer yes to all of those questions, then congratulations, you found your happy weight. Okay. So I just wanted to review those. Those are on page 70 of the maintenance course transcript. All right. Let me see. I was covering up the chat. when I was talking about all that. So let me minimize that so I can see if y'all have any questions about that. Okay, no. All right, I see Bess has her hands raised. Okay, we're gonna bring some people up here in just a second. Okay, so let me pull up my notes. I've got like 5,000 screens open here. Okay, ta-da-da-da. All right, so if you all have not completed the brand new deep dive assessments that we have available this month, and it's gonna stay on the website because it's so good. This is, I want you to think about this assessment as like sort of a personal inventory of your no BS skills, right? This is where we sort of, it reminds me of those, give me a thumbs up if you guys ever did any of those, the Cosmo quizzes, you know, like in the magazines where you're like, they were like, take this quiz to find out what kind of potato you are. Like, that's what this sort of reminds me of. I think we should all tell Corinne that she needs to put like a key in the end where you like add up all your points so you can find out. I don't know how we could relate it to no BS, but I mean, I'm just shooting from the cuff here. These are just some ideas I have, right? But like, there should be like, you add up all your points at the end, and at the end, it tells you something about yourself. It does really tell you something about yourself, but anyway, yeah. So Ashley, Coach Ashley put the link in the chat. So if you haven't taken a look at this assessment, it's really, really good. It's sort of like a personal inventory of your skills. And so you might be thinking, like, when we came out with this assessment, because we've been talking a lot about it on calls and in the Facebook group and things like that, you might be thinking, but I'm in maintenance, this doesn't relate to me. So I want to tell you how this absolutely 100% applies to you. And the first reason is, if you are in maintenance right now and you're doing really well, like, you've taken this assessment and you've given yourself like mostly threes. You're like, I'm a three. And if you haven't seen the assessment, basically it asks you a bunch of questions and then you rate yourself a one, a two, a three. And I don't remember exactly what they stand for, but one is like, I don't know, hardly ever do something. Two is like sometimes. And then three is like, I don't know, you could be on the cover of the magazine for that one. Like, you could write a book on it. It's like perfect, right? Not perfect, because we don't do anything perfect, but y'all know what I'm saying. But you rate yourself. So if you're in maintenance right now and you feel like you're doing really, really well in maintenance, take this quiz, go circle the ones that you're giving yourself twos and threes on. Why is this helpful? Because when and if there ever comes a time that you fall out of your maintenance range, I want you to pull this sheet out and look at what you were doing at that time that you're not doing now. Because that is the number one question. If you watch any of the coaches coach, even with my private clients, the first thing I ask when we're talking about any kind of regain is, what were you doing then that you're not doing now? Okay. So if you write it down now when you're doing really well, if and when something ever happens, you gain some weight and you're not sure about what happened, you can pull out this assessment and go, oh, I was doing this and I was doing that. Why did I stop doing that? Right? So this is a way to help you with that. So our brains don't always remember things right. When we look back, I don't know about you guys, but my brain looks back all the time with rose-colored glasses, right? It thinks, I'm still doing everything. I don't understand why I've gained weight, blah, blah, blah. But if we go back and we look at this assessment and we can compare that assessment with what we're doing now, it can show us and point us in a direction, tangible things that we can do differently. The other thing is that this is a very common question we get and ask coaches. And it usually starts with, I was doing so good, right? I was doing so good. And then I don't know what happened, right? So filling out this assessment really helps you answer your own question. Not that we don't love answering that question. We 100% do. I mean, we need job security. So keep asking us the questions. The other thing is that when I was thinking about my own sort of maintenance and weight loss journey, some of you all may know this story, but you know, I got to goal weight with no BS like pretty soon after I joined, maybe, I don't know, maybe like 7 months into my membership. And I was similar to Corinne. I was about, my highest weight was about 265 pounds. I was a Weight Watcher for a long time. I lost like 107 pounds with Weight Watchers, and then I gained some, and then I did a bunch of other shit because I couldn't go back to Weight Watchers. But then I found Corinne. And so by the time I found Corinne, I had lost a little bit of what I gained, but I still had like 40 pounds to go. And so I hit my goal weight. I was so excited. I was like, yes. I'm like, this was fun. It was easy. I got to eat all the foods I loved. And then I gained. like 15 to 20 pounds over the course of, I would say, probably 4 or 5 months. And man, was I in the dooter. Like, I was just so disappointed. And then I was, of course, my brain was like, see, and this didn't work either. I need to be more strict. I knew this was too loosey goosey, all of the things. And when I thought about going and finding like some of the other, you know, the cleanses and all that stuff, I just was like, so I just didn't want to. Right. And so I finally kind of just said to myself, what are the tools that Corinne teaches that I haven't embraced yet? Like, what is something that she teaches and talks about all the time that I've like swiped left on? And it was journaling. Journaling was it for me. Now, this was way back in like 2019, maybe. So we didn't have this assessment. I literally just was like, what does she talk about all the time that I'm not doing? And it was journaling. And so that's what helped me get back into my range, was really diving into the thought work. So for all of you that are like, I got to my maintenance range and I never journaled or I never did any other thought work, just keep that in the back of your mind. You may not have to, because you're not me, right? This is your journey. I just wanted to share the one thing that really made a difference with me. And those of you that are in maintenance right now, I mean, give me a heart emoji if you are a journaler and you feel like that really helps you stay in your maintenance range. Anybody? Yeah. Couple of hearts, right? So for those of you that are having fear about regain or not understanding, you know, why you can't get lower in your maintenance range, I really, really encourage you to complete this assessment and perhaps the mindset section, because the survey is kind of broken down into like the basics. And then there's this whole section on like mindset stuff. And if a lot of your ones and twos are in that mindset section, then welcome to the club. That would have been me had the survey existed. Okay. The other thing that this assessment is going to be really helpful with, and this is talked about at length in the maintenance course, is imposter syndrome. Because not only does this inventory assessment survey help you with where you need to focus, but it can also show you what you're already doing really well. So just like, you know, when you do your daily assessments, we don't want you to just focus on your fuck ups, right? Like, we don't want you to just look at the shit you've done wrong for the day. We want you to look at what you did right as well. We want you to find some wins. Okay. And that's kind of what this assessment does too. If you give yourself a lot of twos and threes, yay, you, be proud of yourself. Ask yourself, would I have given myself a two or a three a year ago? Right? So this assessment can really help with that imposter syndrome, which is where we sort of don't give ourselves credit for the success that we have. We think, oh, we just got lucky, and that's where a lot of that fear comes from too, right? When we think we just got lucky or we don't know how it happened, then we're scared. It's like the boogeyman, right? So doing this assessment, if you have some imposter syndrome going on, like you don't know how you got in maintenance, you're worried you're not going to be able to stay in maintenance, do this assessment. Look at where you're giving yourself twos and threes. Because that means that's how you got to maintenance. Okay. And the last reason, and this is what we're all here to talk about, this assessment is fantastic for if you want to get lower in your maintenance range, because basically what we're talking about is losing some weight, right? So taking this assessment is going to help you uncover what are the tools that Novius offers that you're not using yet or not using consistently. Okay. So that's what we're going to be talking tonight. All right. Those are my notes. I'm going to minimize those. Hold on. Let me drag it across. I have two giant screens. I wish y'all could see my setup here. It's hilarious. All right. Bess, I'm calling you up, girlfriend. Here she comes. Promote to panelist. I got to have a drink. Talk too much. Y'all, am I too loud? Oh, shoot. I meant to turn down my microphone. Am I too loud? Y'all can turn me down. Here comes Bess Resnick. Oh, Jean says I'm perfect. Oh, Jean, I just love you so much. Love you so much, Jean. Okay. Here she comes.
Hello.
Hey, Bess. How are you? Were you the one that said you got off the wagon for your birthday?
No, I was the one that said today's my first maintenance call because I just joined maintenance.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to the secret club.
And thank you for taking my call, and a huge debt of gratitude to No BS, because since I was 15, I've had disordered eating and a very unhealthy relationship with food. And I feel like this is the first time I'm seeing some light. I do also want to mention before I get into my question that I'm so glad Coach Ashley is on the call. It feels serendipitous to me because she was the coach that I spoke to when I first joined as my introductory lesson. So thank you, Coach Ashley, as well. I've always labeled myself as a professional dieter, which meant that I was kind of a perfectionist and I did what I was told to do. Mm-hmm. I even, and I'm not proud to say this, but I was anorexic for a couple of years and lost my period. And then I went the other extreme and overate for a long time. And I was never comfortable in my body and never comfortable with myself. And I'm starting to feel that. I'm starting to feel it's almost magical to me that I'm feeling a more normal relationship with food. But because I'm in maintenance now, for kind of the first time in my life, really, because I only joined after I had sustained my weight for a period of time, not believing that I was actually going to stay there. I am afraid of what maintenance means, and I'm afraid of how to do maintenance. I was afraid of how to lose weight eating what I wanted, but I trusted and I learned that, and I was very comfortable with that. So that's the one aspect. And the other aspect is that my birthday is in 9 days, and birthdays were always the time where you just I just indulged in whatever I wanted, and there are lots of celebrations. So that's my two-pronged question.
Okay, let's start with the first part. So worried about like how to do maintenance. First, I want you to know that, do you think that that's a normal thing to worry about?
I do think that, because I think for us who have had this disordered relationship with food, maintenance was always at the light at the end of the tunnel that never really came. It was just out of our grasp. We were always struggling to get down.
Right. So you have no evidence of how to live in maintenance and feel calm and confident about it, right?
Correct.
And we know that the beliefs that we have, the beliefs that our habit brain have, are solely based on evidence and what we've practiced thinking over and over again, right? So it's normal that you have this fear, but so now it's your job, right? Like, I want you to think of this fear of not knowing what to do in maintenance and not knowing what it's going to look like. And maybe not even fear is the right word, but maybe uncertainty of what maintenance is going to look like. I want you to think about like this inner person inside of you, right? And this inner person is just a little bit unsure. Okay. I want you to think about like a mini version of Bess, like little Bess. Okay. And little Bess is a little bit like unsure of what this is going to look like, right? You've been, you called yourself a professional dieter, right? So this has been your life for how many years, do you think?
Well, I'm 61 and I started at 15. So I can't do the math, but that was a lot of time.
Hold on, let me take off my shoes. it's a long time, right? So it makes sense that the inner you is uncertain how to live in this new way. That would be like someone, you know, telling me to show up to the hospital tomorrow because I was going to become a brain surgeon tomorrow. And I would be like, okay, right? And so you don't know. So that little inner you is looking for something. What do you think that little inner you is looking for?
Direction, maybe.
And
I think direction mostly of how to put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. Direction wants to know what is maintenance going to look like for you. So this inner person is asking for sort of a, almost like a script, right? Like, what does maintenance? It's asking you a question. How about some reassurance? Is inner you maybe asking for some reassurance?
Yeah.
Yeah. How could you give that to yourself?
I think just with the knowledge that I've got this, I've been doing this for 8 months and I've really kind of got it this time. Something clicked.
Yeah. And what was the something? How did you get it this time? What's different?
I think self-acceptance, first of all, self-love. And the knowledge that food is not bad. Food is not a punishment. Not to be afraid of what I was putting in my mouth.
Self-acceptance, food acceptance, not to be afraid. feel confident. That's different than you've ever done weight loss before. You've never done it that way.
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you think that if you were to write about every day for 2 weeks, every morning you spent 10 minutes writing out how this time is so different and all the things that are different this time that you've lost your weight, do you think that your brain would start to feel reassured?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah. That's like if I called you up every morning and I was like, hey, Bess, how are you doing today? Like, just tell me what you doing in maintenance today. How are you going to stay in maintenance? And you were like, girl, let me tell you, I got this. Like, I'm eating all the foods I love and I'm listening to my body. I'm so calm, cool, and collected around food. I know I can eat whatever I want to. I'm never taking food away from me again. I've worked through all that. If I just called you up every morning and you just reminded me what you were doing and how you were going to stay in maintenance, I think that would help you throughout the day.
I think that's a great idea. I'm going to add that to my plan.
You want me to call you every day? Oh.
I'd love that, but I know you're okay. A good woman.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Right. So this, anytime we are feeling an emotion that is, we would put on the negative side of the spectrum, I think we can take those emotions and flip them to opportunities. If we think about any kind of negative feeling that we're having as a little person inside that is just sort of raising their hand going, excuse me, I need something. And then you're like, what do you need? Oh, you need some reassurance. Now, earlier you said too, you need some direction. So just like we do our future self work on the weight loss side, like when we sit down and we write out, like, what does your future self look like? Like, what kind of foods does she eat? What kind of clothes does she wear? I would love for you to do your future self, Bess, in maintenance. What does she do every day? Does she keep planning? What kind of foods does she eat?
How does she eat on her birthday now that she's in maintenance?
Right? This is the part, if you've taken the maintenance course, there's like three, I can't remember what they're called now, but there's three different like pieces. And one of them is like decisive maintenance. And these are the things that we do ahead of time to decide how something is going to be. And then there's corrective behaviors. This is like when we've done something, you know, that doesn't align with maintenance, then we study it, we correct it and move back, right? And then there's preventative things. And that would be like journaling. This is decisive maintenance. So you've already identified the next thing that you have coming up. That little inner you is also going, excuse me, let me tell you the mindset I'm bringing to the table when your birthday rolls around. Because this is your first time experiencing your birthday in maintenance, in no BS style.
Right.
So this is you, inner you, asking for what?
The same kind of direction, the same kind of help. Yeah. And when you say it that way, it feels really simple because I've been planning for all this time and I know how to plan for a piece of cake or half a piece of cake or two pieces of cake. Mm-hmm. I know how to do that, but there's still that old, I think it's kind of a remnant of the diet mentality, which is, oh my God, you know, this is going to be a couple of different, four or five different meals with a lot of celebrating. Mm-hmm. And do I truly trust myself to be able to do what I know how to do?
Do you?
Sitting here, I feel that I do. Yeah. Yeah.
How would you, have you ever had a celebration meal since you've been in maintenance with NoBS?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It was my son's birthday. He lives in New Orleans and we live in Los Angeles and we surprised him. Mm. And I knew what was on the menu because his girlfriend had told me what she was making. And I planned. There were cupcakes, yummy cupcakes. My son's girlfriend is an amazing cook. So there were yummy cupcakes for dessert and she was making one of my favorite meals. And I just accounted for everything and wrote it all down.
Mm-hmm. And do you like the way you showed up?
I do. Because there was no chatter in my brain. I knew what I was doing and it was clear and I could be present and enjoy my son's birthday without having this inner argument with myself constantly.
What was the most important part of that celebration?
Oh, being there with my son and loving on him. Yeah.
What's the most important part of your birthday coming up?
Celebrating with people who love me and who I love. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You've really opened my eyes. Thank you, Christy. This has been great. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're so welcome. You're so please welcome.
Please call me every day. I'd love that.
Ashley, looking up Bess right now on the air table to get her phone number. Are you in Facebook, Bess?
I am.
Okay. I would love, love, love for you to come into the maintenance Facebook group and let us know how your birthday goes. And from me and everybody else here at No BS, I just want to wish you a really happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. And all thank right. you, ladies, everybody.
All right. Have a good night. See ya. All right. Too. Let's see. Such a good, good call. Let's see. Deb says, Bess, we are so similar. Never have I ever been satisfied or at peace with my size. So maintenance is brand new. It takes time for me, 10 months versus 30 years. Yeah, we'll take patience, right? We get, look at all the birthday wishes she's getting. I love that. Yeah, it does. It takes time. And this is kind of goes back into like Deb, you're talking about, you've never been happy with your size. You know why? Because your size can't make you happy, right? Our size doesn't make us happy. So many of us lose weight because we think there is better than here. And it's not. It's not. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I lost 107 pounds and I thought I was going to feel amazing and be so happy. And guess what? Now I got saggy ass thighs and stretch marks everywhere. I hate that. So it's your size doesn't make you happy. And the quicker that we can figure out how to be happy we are where we are and start practicing that now, God, maintenance gets so much easier. So much easier. Okay. Yeah. Deb says agree. Okay. Let's get going. CG. What a cool name. Is that your real name? Let's see. We're fixing to find out if CG stands for something. Here she comes. Okay. Y'all, I got my No BS blanket back in the corner from camp. We got that in the camp swag. It's so nice. It's my travel blanket too, because it's kind of small and it's perfect. All right, CG is coming on. Take a drink. I can't wait to hear how Bess's birthday goes. Oh, Laura, y'all. Laura is a very dear friend of mine. And look what she sent me. Laura Vaughn, Ladybug. Although Laura, you're set to host some panelists, put yourself to everybody. She sent me a feelings wheel and it's a sticker. They can put it on something. And I'm working my way through the Food and Feelings workbook right now, which is a really good book by, Karen Koenig. I almost forgot her name. Anyway, it's a great book. And you can stick this feelings wheel right on the book. And that's from my friend Laura. So thank you, Laura. Hey, CG, does CG stand for something?
My name is Corinne.
What? Y'all, Corinne in the house tonight? I love it.
I love that Food and Feelings workbook too. I do a little bit every day.
Me too.
I'm going on a cruise in a few days.
And you're inviting us all.
Oh, please, yes. Oh, can you imagine a New BS cruise?
Y'all, Corinne is paying for us to go on the cruise with her.
Yes. Okay, so I've lost 100 pounds and I've maintained it for 3 years. However, it isn't how I hoped maintenance would be. I have a problem with binging. So it's like a binge and then I have 10 pounds to lose and I binge. And so I don't feel like my maintenance skills are what I would like them to be. On the cruise, I'm concerned about the quantity and the variety of food. Mm-hmm. I do well with a more of a narrow selection of food that I really like. Mm-hmm. I would like to get to where I can look forward to going on trips and being in different situations and not trying to figure out the food. And
okay. Yeah. All right. So let's just take the temperature a little bit down about the cruise. Mm-hmm. What happens if you show up on the cruise the way your typical pattern is?
Well, I'm kind of flashing back. We took the family to Disneyland mm-hmm. A month ago, and I just ate a lot.
Okay.
That was a lot to gain or a lot to lose when I got back.
How much did you have to lose when you got back?
It was 12, and it was like 12 solid pounds.
How long did it take you to lose it?
It took me a month and a half. Yeah, I guess a little longer since we were there, a month and a half, and I haven't quite lost yet.
Okay, close. So you're close. So it's taken about 6 weeks, right? Okay. So I just want to turn the temperature down on the cruise. I am not a fan of time constraints, right? Those of us that have tried to lose weight for a wedding or for a class reunion, or I want to lose weight for this, there, and this is not everyone. Some of us have great success with that. Please, please. If you are a person that loves like setting goals like that and it works for you, good for you. But for many of us, once we put a sort of a constraint on it, like I want to get this fixed by the cruise. Mm-hmm. Like, Christy, could you just fix my binging so I don't do it on the cruise, right? That puts an enormous amount of pressure on us usually, right? And we think, you know, we don't have the patience and grace to just sort of take our time and work through it, okay? So let's just take that off the table. So right now, if you showed up to this cruise the exact same way you did last time, the exact mm-hmm. same way, you're probably going to put on about 12 pounds, and it's probably going to take you about 6 weeks to get it off.
Well, yeah, probably more than that, because it isn't 4 days, it's 8 days. And
okay. Okay. So it will take you some time to get it off, but eventually it will come off. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but we don't want that. Just stay with me. I know we don't want that, but I just want you to see, because this is no different than those of us that get to maintenance and then we fear gaining. Mm-hmm. The first thing Corinne would coach you on is, what's so terrible about that? Mm-hmm. Right? What is so terrible about gaining weight on the cruise, no matter how much it is? Why is that so horrible? Right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to turn the temperature down on the fear itself. So worst case scenario is maybe you put on, I don't know, 15 pounds on this cruise and it takes you 2 months to get it off. What would be so terrible about that?
Well, I guess, you know, we go back to that time thing, but I have an event not too long after the cruise that I really want to look good for. I'm an artist and I have a solo show. Mm. And the people that come, I see once a year, and I really like to look my best for that and feel my best. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And looking your best means 15 pounds lighter?
15, well, what I am right now, be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it means smaller.
I'm fitting in the clothes. I don't want to have to go out and shop.
Okay. 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 And this is good to know, right? Because uh-huh. now we're coming up with your whys to show up better than you normally do on the cruise, better than last time, right? Yeah. And so if you want to show up on this cruise slightly better than you did last time, mm-hmm. what is one thing you could do?
I have thought about bringing my own breakfast and lunch, okay. which is kind of weird to bring your own food on a cruise. But,
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe people could comment. I've been eating the same breakfast for about 15 years. I'm really old. It's a muesli that mm-hmm. is homemade. Mm-hmm. Lunch would be easy. And then I just need to deal with dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So look at your brain coming up with solutions. Yeah. Why would that be great for you?
It simplifies it. I don't have to make mm-hmm. those decisions. Breakfast, lunch. For breakfast, it probably make it really simple. When you go on this excursion, mm-hmm. you don't, anything you can do to get out quicker in the morning helps.
Yeah. So would you miss the cruise breakfast? Would you miss it?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't even miss it. Okay. All right. And what about lunch? You said bring your own lunch too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that something you're willing to do?
Yeah, I really am.
Do you think
on a lot of vacations. I really do.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're used to that. Do you think that would be an improvement over the way you showed up last time?
Let's see. I did bring my own food last time, but I ate that and all the other things too. So.
Okay. Why?
I think some of it is it's stressful for me to be around a lot of people mm. and be in crowds.
Mm.
A lot of people are that way. It's a family cruise thing. It isn't, you know, I would take more of a solo trip or a two-person trip if I were choosing myself, mm. but this is a family trip and that's important. And I want to be mm-hmm. with family. But there's also, okay. I don't know how many tens of thousands of people on them.
So you remember how we were talking about with Bess, she has like this little inner person inside of her that has a need. Mm-hmm. So you've just identified a need mm-hmm. that on the cruise, at least for last time, it seems that you use food to help you cope with, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have a little bit of social, I don't want to say the word anxiety because that seems diagnosed, but that's, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you, it's hard for you to be around a lot of people like that, right? And you're getting some thumbs up, by the way, for other people that agree that have the same issue. And I'm one of them, right?
Yeah.
And so here you go, right? So you've identified one of the needs that you've been using the food to solve, mm-hmm. right? So on this cruise, how could you meet that need without food, without eating the extra food?
I think it would be going off alone a lot,
mm-hmm.
just kind of being separate, maybe having headphones on and,
yeah.
and an audiobook, something like that.
Okay. So some alone time, some recharge
yeah.
time for yourself, just separate time. What would stand in the way of you doing that?
I don't think anything would. It's just unpredictable when you have the opportunity. So you just mm-hmm. have to be looking for it, right?
Or you have to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's what would stand in your way was, mm-hmm. would be following someone else's schedule, right?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it
yeah.
is scheduled.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we've got to level up for the cruise, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring our own food,
mm-hmm.
our breakfast and lunch,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have some built-in alone time every day on the cruise. Is that doable for
yeah.
you?
Yeah, like probably many times during the day.
Yeah, I love that. Y'all, I may have said this on a call before, but whenever I have like events, like I did this at camp. For anybody that went to camp, you may have noticed this. Whenever I'm in the big crowd of people, usually at the top of every hour, I go to the bathroom. And I just go in the stall and I just sit and I scroll for just like 5 minutes. I just need some quiet, like recenter time for me.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's normal or not normal, but it works for me. It sort of gives me just that reconnection with myself. And it gives me a chance to just kind of quiet my nervous system because it is, you know, it is a lot of people and it can be, you know, there's a lot of like sensory overload that can go on. Right. Okay. So, all right. So we've got to level up for the cruise. Do you think that those two things, do you think that if you were able to eat your pre-planned breakfast and your lunch and then have enjoy dinner with, you know, whatever the cruise serves, do you think that that would be enough of a level up for you to rein in some of your weight gain on the cruise?
I think it would help a lot. I'm concerned about all the, all the desserts.
Mm.
And I've thought, well, I'll skip the buffets. I'll go to the dining room. So I'm not looking at them all the time.
Okay.
No, the visual. But if you have any tips on that too.
Yeah. What's the problem with desserts?
Let's see. That's what I binge on is that, that kind of food. I don't really overeat meals, that kind of thing. It's like, it's the binges that catch me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to be the kind of person that eats dessert regularly?
Let's see, on the cruise, I would like to some of the time.
Okay.
I eat something every night that I call my dessert. I don't know if everybody else would. I have, I watch TV for a little bit every night for about mm-hmm. 45 minutes to kind of come mm-hmm. down before bed. And I just have fresh fruit. Right now, cherries are really good. And so are honey. Last night, I had a big cherries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just love that.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you binge, do you binge on the fresh fruit?
No, mm-mm, no.
What are we binging on?
Once I was in London and I didn't have a way to get out to a grocery store. It was a seminar and I don't even drink coffee and I binged on coffee. I had 10 or 12 cups in just a maker. And I don't even like coffee. So it's like, if there had been cake or mm-hmm. something like that there, I would have chosen that first. But if that's not there, I probably wouldn't eat my shoes.
Yeah. So usually, I'm just going to tell you this. Like, have you taken the Trusting Your Body course?
Yes, I love it. I've taken it.
Okay, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do you remember what she says is the most common reason for overeating?
I can't say. It's going to be
scarcity. Really- scarcity.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Scarcity is the most common reason for binging and overeating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for those of us, if you've done a lot of diets in the past that restricted those kinds of foods, mm-hmm. it's probably the number one reason most of us binge on those kinds of foods. That's why I asked you, are you binging on fresh fruit? And you said, no, I'm binging on, what do you binge on?
Mm-hmm.
What do you normally have? Like cake, cookies?
Yeah, if they're around, it'll be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so most of the time we binge on these foods from a place of scarcity, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if you planned these foods on the cruise, if you planned something that you really wanted to have, and you reminded yourself, this is a lot like we talk with bests. Like, imagine if I called you every day of the cruise and I was like, hey, Corinne, I was like, you've got that yummy dessert planned. You know that one tonight that you're going to have after dinner. Oh my gosh. And you're going to have another yummy one tomorrow night. It's going to be so good. Like, you're going to have one like every night of this cruise. It's going to be so amazing. And also you're going to be enjoying your family and you're going to give breaks to yourself and put in your headphones. Like, this is going to be perfect. Do you think you would be less likely to want to eat all the desserts?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And what if you even told yourself on the cruise, and you know what, when I get home from this cruise, I'm going to decide what kind of relationship I want to have with these desserts. And then I'm going to remind myself every day that I'm allowing myself these foods on these days, and I can look forward to them and enjoy them without guilt mm-hmm. or restriction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me what you're going to do. What's the plan?
I've already got the food I'm taking laid out. All I have to do is use the milk that they have, right? I'm going to bring my headphones. I need to buy a couple more audiobooks, maybe a couple Kindle books, just so I have, mm-hmm. you know, something that I'm in the mood for. Then I'm just going to keep my headphones with me all the time. A lot of times when you have them on, nobody talks to you. That's wonderful.
That's true.
I need to find a way to remember when, like you say, your emotions come up to mm-hmm. remember that I need a timeout. I've got to recognize.
Yeah. That. And you know how you can, for me, sometimes mm-hmm. in that specific kind of scenario, when we're talking about being sensitive to our emotions, I notice it in my body before I hear the thinking. Like, I noticed my physical body, how it feels when I'm feeling kind of keyed up. And I use that as a trigger that I need to step away and take a break and check in with myself. Yeah.
But do you find it, like you said, when you were at camp, you about every hour, that was probably your only opportunity to be off camera, right? Do you think it would be helpful to set a timer for every hour?
Sure. I love that idea. And you know, that's what we were talking about. You know how we were saying how there's like decisive habits, and then there's like corrective habits, and then there's like preventative habits. This right. would be a preventative habit.
Yes.
Like you're going to take a break whether you want to or not, right? At every hour, you're just going to sort of, and maybe every hour is a little bit much. Maybe you do it like once in the morning and then once after lunch, and just sort of reset yourself by sections of the day. Like, I'm going to set myself up mid-morning and just kind of check in and see how I'm doing, how I'm feeling. Right. And then I'm going to do it again before dinner, before I sit down with my family. This is kind of like in the Trusting Your Body course, getting yourself to home base, right? Like finding, just sort of a reset for yourself, reminding yourself, what are my intentions? Reminding my brain, if it's feeling nervous around the dessert, just reminding it that, hey, we're going to have this again tomorrow night. And don't forget, when we get home, we're going to really dive into this relationship with these foods and decide how we want it to look in our life. Because if you're binging on these foods from a place of scarcity, we got solutions for that. We can help you work through the scarcity around it. And if it's not scarcity, if it's something else, if it's, you know, I'm meeting an emotional need, then we can work through that too. But for now, I'm mostly coaching you on the cruise because it's coming up. And I just want you to feel, I want the temperature to come down about the cruise. Because if we go into the cruise like worried that we're going to screw up and just stressed out, what is likely to happen?
Well, then you're that much more above home base.
Yes. And then what happens? Then we use the food to bring us down and then we feel guilty. And then it's like a cycle, right? And then we're like, screw it. I'll just deal with it when I get home. Right. Exactly. But I want you to remember this too, Corinne, like, even if you gain weight on this cruise, you're a boss at getting it off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so really
it's
good.
Okay.
Losing weight. It's just the.
Yeah. Yeah. But for this cruise, y'all, if she wasn't going on a cruise, we would be all up in the binging. I would be coaching you on the binging. We'd be talking about what's driving the binging. I'd be telling you to, I'd be asking you about your last binge and let's just dive all into it. But if the
come back in a month or so,
tag me in the maintenance group and we can work through that, or come to Ask Coaches, right? And just be like, here was my last binge. This is what preceded it. This is what happened during, this is what I ate. Help me see what I'm not seeing. That's what we're there for. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Have a fantastic time on the cruise. Send us some pictures in the maintenance Facebook group so we can see and be jealous.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Corinne. Have a great time. I can't wait to hear about it when you get back.
Thank you, Christy.
All right. Take care, hon. Bye. All right, Jackie. Come on up, Jackie. Jackie, is it Moeller or Miller? I'm from the mid. I say I'm from the Midwest, but I graduated high school in the Midwest, and that was a name of a lot of people in my high school. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to pull up Jackie. What's going on in the chat? Could set a timer and do it before you need it. Yeah, Vivian, good suggestion. Thanks, Ashley, for putting that link in there to the Trusting Your Body course. It is really good. Not just for bingers too, just for overeating in general. Some great, great tips in there. Really some good worksheets too in the Trusting Your Body course. Annette's leaving for Maine on Sunday and I am nervous. No scale in sight for 8 days. Okay, Annette, if you don't have a scale, how do you know how you're doing with your maintenance? Someone type in the chat, how does Annette know how she's doing with maintenance if she doesn't have a scale? How can she assess her progress without a scale? Somebody, habits. Vivian says habits. Yes. Track your habits, Annette. Be sure to do your plan. Be sure to do your assessments. Be sure to use your habit tracker. If your clothes still fit, look at Coach Christy, love your glasses. Are they blue light readers? No, Audrey. Sorry, Jackie. I'm not ignoring you. These are actually computer glasses. So like they're prescription like readers, but instead, you know how readers, it's like normally down at the bottom. This is the whole lens is a reader. No, most of the lens is a reader, but it's for 12 inches apart. These are Ray-Bans. Okay. Enough. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
What are we talking about tonight?
Well, I'm the one that went off the wagon.
Jackie, that's it. You're grounded.
I know.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. What does go off the wagon mean? Let's just skip. Can we just skip to the neutralizing?
Sure.
What are the facts? What does going off the wagon mean?
Haven't planned for a long time. I didn't wait till I was hungry. I drank too much. I had too many desserts. I just kind of indulged.
Okay. Why?
Because it was my birthday. Anyway, had a real stressful March. Did not eat through it. Horrible March. And then, I don't know, my birthday, we went through a celebration of life for my brother and I just kind of imploded. And my birthday came up and I thought, well, I'm 69. I'm going to just enjoy. And then have had another stress. The entire month of July was stressful again. I'm catching back up now. I really enjoyed camp. That was wonderful. But I just haven't been able to regain my balance.
How do you feel about the way you showed up the last few months?
Sometimes I have a really hard time feeling my feelings and letting it show, letting it come up. And I don't beat myself up a lot, but then I don't recognize my feelings either. And I think that's why I don't beat myself up a lot. I actually got below my goal weight. And it was almost a year to the date that I was a member. And so I've always thought, how is it so easy to gain those 10 pounds back? And I went, now I know. I think, the ladies say, and I gained all my weight back. And I go, now I understand. I get it. Not that I wasn't empathetic, but I get it.
So how much weight did you gain?
10 pounds.
Okay. So we're up 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't have to share, but something happened in March. Something happened again in July. You've been going through some things. I'm going to guess that these are things that you haven't experienced before.
No.
Okay. So there's this concept that we talk about, and Corinne's talked about it. Y'all may have heard her mention it on a couple of calls, but there's this concept called the window of tolerance. I think I've talked about it on the maintenance call before too, but there are certain things that we have familiarity and emotional bandwidth to handle. Okay. All of us have a window. All of our windows are different sizes. Okay. I want you to think about, like, when you first started losing weight, your window was probably pretty small. At least mine was, right? Like, I could do good, right? And I'm air quoting that if you're listening on the podcast. I could do good for like a certain situation, right? But like, oh my God, going to a restaurant. Ah, I had to figure that out. And I did. So my window got a little bit bigger. And then it was vacation. Y'all, I'm still working on going on vacation and not gaining weight. I still gained a couple of pounds, but I'm working on it, right? But before, it was like, Corinne, you know, I'd come back 10 or 12 pounds, right? So I'd work on that. My window got a little bit bigger, right? Holidays, I had to work on that. My window got a little bit bigger. So all of us have a window that, as long as what we're experiencing is inside of our window, we can manage. We can manage our maintenance. We can manage weight loss. This goes for people that are losing weight too. This is not just for people in maintenance, right? We all have sort of this window, but then sometimes things happen in our life that are outside of our window. Okay. Death would be one of them.
Yes.
Something going on with my children is outside of my window. My youngest is starting her second year of college. Last year, I was outside of my window because I was becoming an empty nester. I had never experienced that before. I put on a little weight, right? And because these things are outside of our window of tolerance, our habit brain doesn't know how to cope. So it goes to the one thing it knows how to help you. And that's food. It starts shutting down all of the things that it thinks are extraneous, like planning, paying attention to your body. It's just like, listen, we're kind of surviving right now. It's taking all we can to support her emotionally. So we got to shut down all of this shit.
Yeah.
That's all that happened. That's all that happened. So when I asked you, like, how do you feel about the way that you've shown up? I also want to ask you, how does it make 100% sense that you've shown up the way that you have the last couple of months?
Because the stress has been really hard. And I understand that when I am stressed, like I am, my body just holds on to the weight. I'm drinking more water, but I'm not. And so I need to, and I really enjoy the process. I went through everything, all the calls I've listened to and the camps and everything. It's the process I love. I've been trying to lose this 20 pounds since before 2000.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just was like, wow. And when I hit my goal, I went, I actually did it. This is amazing. And mm-hmm. I'm terrified of an accountability person or group. Mm-hmm. I have terrible fear of missing out.
Okay. Well, let's go here. Let's go back a little bit. Let me take a couple steps back. It does make sense that you've shown up the way that you have, meaning you dropped some of your habits. That's all that happened. Okay. Yes, your body might be a little jacked up on cortisol if you've been stressed out. 100% that goes into our weight, right? But it also makes sense that you haven't been planning, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you used your birthday as sort of a reason to feel something.
Right.
You relied on an old relationship. This is like best, right? Like, you went back to the way you used to show up on your birthdays. Right? Tell me about how you used to show up on your birthdays.
Drink.
Eat all the stuff.
Yeah.
Have so much fun. My birthday
is right at the 4th of July, so it's a whole weekend of parties.
Oh, so the whole nation is celebrating with you.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, I'm not about to be left out.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it is. It's the best birthday weekend of the year, I think. You know, yeah. It's just... because and the fireworks and everything,
it's just for Jackie. Fireworks, yes. For Jackie, right? And so here we are coming off this month that was really hard, and you were going through something, and then your inner person, gosh, I keep feeling like we're talking about this inner person that we all have, right? But your inner person is just wanting to feel something.
Right.
And so here comes along your birthday and all of the memories and the mindset of your birthday's past. And it's like, hey, we know her birthday's coming up. Let's show up like we used to. It was always so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most important thing I want you to do for yourself, Jackie, is let go of the way you've shown up. Most of the time when we're having trouble getting back on the wagon, it's because we're holding on to some shame or regret about the way we showed up.
Yeah. Guilt. I have a lot. Just, I've always said that when you're born a girl, you're born with guilt.
I always say if you're a mom too, there's nothing like good old mom guilt, right?
The minute you get pregnant, and my thing is, I've always said, when the baby's deciding what it is, a boy or a girl, if you have to think about it, you're a girl. Because boys don't care.
I don't know about that, but yeah. Right. So Jackie, let it go. You showed up the way you showed up because you needed to.
And I like the thing I like best about planning is I don't have to think about food the rest of the day because I know what I'm making for dinner.
Look at Jackie fighting for her habits.
I do. I love that. That's the best, but I'm not a journaler and I don't do the worksheets. When I did my assessment today, cause I was listening to the other things cause I had today to do it. I had 2 threes and 3 twos and the rest were ones. And that made me feel worthless.
Mm.
Really worthless.
Well, that's one way to think about it. Or you could be super fucking proud of yourself for doing that assessment. So you could figure out the next awesome fun thing that you get to do.
Right. And then I thought I was looking through the finished one and I looked at mine and I went, my, these are very superficial. And then I realized that the ones I had listed first was planning, waiting till enough. And what's the other one? Hang on. I have it right here. Not enough pages in my book. I take too many notes. If I journaled, I would never be done.
Is that true?
Oh, I start writing and it's pages and pages and pages and pages. I can't seem to stop. I haven't.
Well, you're not. Have you journaled in the past?
I've tried.
And did you? How many pages did you write?
3.
Because okay, well, you're still not journaling, so you can stop.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think that this is the first time I've ever been able to stay on a diet past 3 or 4 weeks and stay on New Year's resolution. Mm. You know, the 15th or 20th of January is the golden day that everybody gives up. No, I didn't this time. And so the whole community and listening to the ladies and reading the love to read the just a second, my computer's going to die. Love to read the chat. Met some people from Georgia, met some people from Nebraska. I'm from both places. And that was exciting. So the program itself, I absolutely love. I just have to get myself back to step by step by step, one day at a time, plan tomorrow, assess.
In order to do that, Jackie, you have to let go of you have to stop describing it as I fell off the wagon. No, you didn't. Yeah. You had a period of time that you coped the best you could with the skills you had at the time.
Okay.
You should be very proud of yourself. I want you to feel very proud of yourself for doing that assessment. I don't give a shit if everything you wrote on there was ones. It doesn't matter. Now you went through and you rank ordered your top 3 ones that you really want to get back to and make them. Did you fill out how you're going to level them up and make them very doable?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. Perfect. Here's the thing. I had shit that I gave myself ones for. Guess what? I'm working on them. 4 ends, discovery worksheets. That's what I'm doing this month. I'm doing a 4N at every assessment. The other night I was having trouble with something to 4N about. And so I asked my husband, I said, you got any shitty thoughts we can put in the 4N? He said, no. Oh. Okay. So I had to think of something on my own. Right. But I want you to be proud of yourself. I want you to be proud of the way you showed up the last few months. Right. You took care of yourself the best way you knew how. And now you're going to fall back in love with planning. And you're going to tell yourself every day, this is what I love about planning.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Don't make me call you too. Look, I got a list of people I got to start calling every day.
Thank you. Host of the maintenance.
Yeah. You got all these friends giving you thumbs up.
Oh, good. Right. Thanks.
Take care, Jackie. Bye, everybody. We'll see you in a couple months.
All righty.
Okay. All right. All right. We got one more, y'all. I know we're going a little bit over, but you know, we only get one call every other month. So I'm going to pull up Annette. I hope that's okay. Ashley, you got a hot date, Ashley? Am I keeping you? All right. Here comes Annette from Iowa. Annette, Iowa. I don't think her name is Annette, Iowa. I think she's probably from Iowa, but I don't know. Maybe it is Iowa. Ashley says she got time for me. Oh, I love you, boo. All right, let's see. Come on, Annette. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
Annette, Iowa.
When you said my name, it's like...
She said, holy shit. You did have your hand raised, you know.
I know, but I thought, well, 7 o'clock, we're done.
Oh, well, listen, we only get it every other month. So we got to get everybody up that wants to get coached. I'm so excited. Okay. And I know Angie's excited too, because she always raises her hand if nobody else will raise their hand. She's probably like, thank God other people are raising their hands. Angie, are you on the call? Give me a thumbs up. Okay. What are we talking about, Annette?
Well, I finally made hit goal on July 31st. Mm. So then I kind of hem-hawed around because it's like, well, I'm going to be in maintenance, but whatever. So I joined. Mm-hmm. So now I was religiously just weighing every week, once a week. While I was losing weight, I just once a week. Well, now that I'm in maintenance, I have this thing that I want to weigh every day, other day, just to make sure that I'm not starting to gain weight.
Okay.
It's like I'm doing what I've always done. I plan in the morning and I, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still leaving two bites behind. I'm still doing all of this. But on occasion, well, yesterday was my oldest grandson's 11th birthday. So I plan to have a cupcake. I haven't had a cupcake in a year, but he was having cupcakes and he's always like, Grandma, why don't you ever eat a cupcake? And it's like, no. Because number one, I'm a type 1 diabetic, so probably shouldn't eat cupcakes a lot anyway. But so this time I'm like, I'm going to eat a cupcake with him on his birthday. Mm-hmm. And so I planned it, did what I was going to do. So then today I'm like, I should weigh and see what that cupcake did. Mm-hmm. And so I weighed yesterday too. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like now that I'm in maintenance, I just want to weigh all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I was losing weight, once a week was well good enough for me. I never even thought about weighing all the time. The scale mm-hmm. has never caused me a lot of drama.
What's the driver? What's the feeling driver?
I think it has to be the fear that I'm going to go over the top of my range. And yeah, I don't want to have to start losing that again, because you know, I have done this many times before.
Yeah. Okay. So this is like Beth. This is like Beth, right? Fear of regain. First of all, Annette, have you taken the maintenance course?
Yes. I just got done with it yesterday.
Go back and listen to the lesson on fear of regain. Okay.
Okay.
Go back and listen to it. If you listen to it passively before, I want you to listen to it again and sit down and listen to it actively, meaning take some notes. Really listen to it, because this is what we're talking about. You are weighing every day, which, oh, by the way, it's not a problem. Weigh every day. Who cares? The problem is you're making weighing every day mean there's something wrong with you.
And it's like weighing has never caused any drama for me. Mm. The only time it did is I had cancer. And so I had to go into the hospital because I got an infection or whatever. And they weighed me And I was like, holy cow, I can't believe I weigh that much. And that's when I found No BS. And it's like, it was the highest I'd ever weighed. And that was
so let me ask you this. What are you noticing about your weights now that you're weighing every day? Is it the exact same number every day? Are you going up a little bit and then coming down, then going up? Are you in the middle? Like, well, what's happening on the scale?
I go up like pound and a half. And then it's like, oh, you need to drink more water. You need to do this. I do that. And the next day it's back down.
Why do you need the scale to tell you you need to drink more water?
I mean, I drink between 100 and 140 ounces a day anyway.
So if the scale goes up, do you drink 160?
Usually it's like I drink 100. And so then if it goes up, I go, well, I'm going to have to drink 140. I'm not sure it's the water that's doing it.
Right. Well, it might be the water that's doing it, because I'm pretty sure if I had 140 ounces of water in my body, I probably don't have quite as much room for food. It could be, right? Here's what I want you to see, Annette from Iowa. Weighing every day is not a problem. It's having fear of regain is 100% normal. There is not one of us. Okay, maybe there's one of us. And if there is one of us, I want your name and number. But most likely, there's not one of us who got to maintenance and didn't have fear. It is 100% normal. And oh, by the way, you've only been in it for like 9 days.
I know.
Right? Yeah. So you're brand new, which is amazing, right? So fear is 100% normal. Your habit brain relies on past evidence for believing. You don't have any. So it's normal for your habit brain to be like, I'm worried this ain't going to stick around. We have no evidence that she's going to stay here. None. In fact, all the evidence we have points elsewhere. Right? So this fear that you have is 100% normal. And your brain is trying to solve for that fear by weighing every day. Now we're back to using the scale to keep our habits in check. We never needed the scale to keep our habits in check. We have a habit tracker for that. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm doing the habit tracker. I'm doing everything I did before.
So here's my advice for you. Okay. When you weigh, before you weigh, let me say this, before you weigh, just do it for 2 weeks, okay? Before you weigh in, I want you to look at the last 2 days, and I want you to just do a quick inventory of your habits. Before you get on the scale, I want you to go back, and I want you to go two or three days at the most backwards and say, did I get my water in? How was my sleep? What kind of foods did I eat? Did I go out to eat? Did I have any overeats? Did I have any off-plan eats? Am I sick? Do I feel stressed? Any of the things that we know sort of can affect our weight from day to day, take a gander, okay? Then weigh yourself. Because all that needs to happen now is we need to make a connection between the scale and your habits. Because right now you're only using the scale to tell you that you're doing a good job. And we're only using the scale, like this is like that imposter syndrome. It's like we get on the scale and we're like, please, please, weight loss gods, give me a good number, right? Instead of, I know exactly how that number got there. It's normal that you don't understand and you don't believe that you're going to keep yourself in maintenance because you don't have any evidence of that yet. So now you're going to have to work a little bit extra to show your brain, here's how I got that number, brain. I did these things. And you're going to keep showing your habits and making the connection with the scale. Habits, connection with the scale. Okay. The beauty of doing that is that if you've done all the habits, if you're like, holy shit, I rocked these last 2 days, and you get on that scale and it's up a little bit, you will unequivocally be like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I must be getting ready to have a big, or there must be something going on in my body that I don't even know, right? Because you're so confident in your habits. You're like, I know I showed up. Or you're like, I think I did actually have a little bit of overeat with that pizza last night. I might want to check that, right? That's the beauty, okay? And
that's why this main thing and no scale in sight, because I'm leaving for Maine for 8 days.
Oh, that's you. Yeah. So, oh, look at me. I forgot that you were the one that said that. And what did I say? And I said, everybody post in there, how will she know if she's doing a good job if she doesn't have a scale, right? Her habits. And this is, first of all, Annette, this is so normal that you don't trust yourself yet. It's so normal, right? Especially if you haven't been in No BS too very long and you haven't been building trust with yourself and practicing trusting thoughts, right? Along the way. And so now you're in maintenance and you're like, I don't really know. But we don't have to believe, we don't have to like be 100% sure that we're going to be able to stay in maintenance. We just have to know that it's possible. And we just have to remind ourselves of how we got here in the first place and then just keep copying those habits, keep copying those habits. Okay.
The thing I don't understand is like, if I weren't in maintenance right now, if I wouldn't have signed up, I would have been fine for those 8 days because I would have been in weight loss. And I knew exactly what to do. And I wouldn't have waited for a week anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could. Okay. So here's what I want you to think about that. You could think about it like that. Or you could think, I'm going on vacation for the first time in maintenance. This is a great chance for me to learn a lot about how I'm going to show up in maintenance. Meaning, just go in being curious. You may come back from this trip and have gained a little bit. You may have come back. There's my dogs barking.
He probably ran out and said, that lady's nuts. I'm leaving.
No, somebody rang my doorbell. Well, you may go on this trip and you may gain a little bit of weight. You may go on this trip and you may lose weight. You may go on this trip and maintain. But I just want you to stay curious during this whole vacation and be like, this is so exciting. This is the first time I'm going on vacation. I'm in maintenance. I can't wait to see what I need to learn about myself and my habits. Because when you get back from vacation, Annette, I don't give a shit if you gained weight. We'll get it off, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. What's going to happen when you come back from vacation? Your husband, I don't know if you're married, your husband, your partner, your kids, your cat, your dog is going to be like, girl, you put on 3 pounds. You got to move out. You got to move out. No, right?
Well, we're actually going out there to meet my child. Oh yeah. My kids are long gone.
Yeah.
As you can
so
see.
This is just like, wait, who was going on the cruise? I already forgot. Can't remember her name. Whoever was going on the cruise?
Corinne.
Yeah, Corinne going on the cruise. We're going to turn the temperature down on Maine, right? We don't want to go into Maine hot, be worrying about gaining weight and freaking out and all this stuff. We don't have a scale. How are we going to keep ourselves in check, right? No, we just want to go into this vacation and be like, you know what? I'm going to track my habits. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to learn a shit ton about how I show up on vacation. And when I come back, I'm going to debrief and be like, hey, here's what I did really well. Here's where I think I got a little off track. So my next vacation, I'm going to make sure I do this, right? That's how we approach it. Okay. Have a great time and congrats on maintenance.
We will.
All right. Thanks for coming up.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. I think that's everyone. Thank y'all for staying around with me. Those of you that did. Okay. I just want to give one last plug. If you all have not completed the No BS survey that we sent out last Sunday in the newsletter, it's also on the website, right on the banner. You can click on it. Please complete that survey. If you all did not know, we 100% take your suggestions very seriously. We actually have in our Slack channel a member suggestion box. And anytime any one of us get a suggestion from a member, we put it in there. We don't judge whether it's good or bad. We just put it in there. Here's what a member said that they would like, okay? And this is your chance. We really do want to know what's working well for you. We want to know what our successful members are doing, especially y'all maintainers. If you're in maintenance, we really want to hear from you, okay? So we want to know what tools are you using that have helped you. We want to know what you think we can do better. And we wouldn't be giving prizes money if we didn't really want to know what y'all were thinking. So we really are, we have a big goal that we're trying to reach for a number of people that filled out the survey. So y'all, please help us. Help us reach our goal. Okay. All right, y'all. We went long. I'm so sorry. Thanks for staying with me. And I will see y'all. What is this month? August. I'll see y'all in October. Okay. Take care, everybody. Thanks for staying, Ashley. See ya. Bye-bye.